The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links, and check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We are broadcasting live from California, and as I've told you, Monday, Tuesday, and today, Wednesday, I am dreadfully, I'm so and painfully happy to tell you that I'm 300 yards away from people hanging out on the beach surfing in California. Green turquoise water, and it's absolutely astounding.
It's quite a scene.
Yes, it is.
It's tough.
Folks, it is Wednesday, August 22nd, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can follow me on my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, posting all the updates on my Facebook as well as Sons of Liberty. We'll get to that in just a second. But if you'd like to go to my personal Facebook, it is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Again, my Twitter account is BradleyDean1. Taking no phone calls, but if you need to call into the office, you'd like to donate, you'd like to support the ministry, you'd like to book the ministry, we're out on the West Coast right now. Hopefully we'll be looking to head into the East Coast pretty soon here. We're doing tea parties out here. We have our third one tonight, and then we're coming back to Minnesota tomorrow. But if you'd like to call in, that number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And let's say this in concert. Why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And also, too, like Bradley said, we're on Facebook at The Sons of Liberty. Just today we got a little quote from a gentleman who was at one of the tea parties, and he said something as simple as this. Hey, that is me at the tea party meeting. So we appreciate you folks sharing and also commenting. We've been getting a lot of likes. Also, there's going to be some video posting from some of the stuff that Bradley was able to speak about last night at the Oceanside Tri-City Tea Party. It was a fantastic event, I believe. The anointing was definitely there from the get-go and from the onset. And we need to convey to future generations, we have to reach this generation. It's imperative, or we lose. And we're not going to lose in Jesus' name. Now, all these stories, that I'm going to cover two things really really quick, are posted on sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to get news and get good stuff, folks, we're not inundating you with the bad. We're there to instruct and to teach, show you unconstitutional issues, but also give you victories on constitutional issues. It's the SOL Media button on sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also we post the stories at Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, he said, I'll continue enforcing immigration law. Now, many of you know we had Sheriff Mack a couple days ago on the show. It was early. Was it earlier this week? I believe it was. Or it was last week.
No, it was last week.
It was last week.
Yep.
Sheriff Mack, who was the one who won the Supreme Court decision, because he said a sheriff has a constitutional duty to protect his constituents.
Duh.
Sheriff Joe is doing that right now, upholding what Jan Brewer, last week she ordered state agencies to deny driver's license and public benefits to anyone protected from deportation under President Obama's deferred action immigration policy.
And he's looking for voters is what he's doing,
exactly,
folks.
Right.
This is treason.
And you can't.
Now you're getting into treason, folks.
That's right. And that's what he's doing. And so here you have a sheriff standing against it. So again, this is how you get it done. We don't talk about what Obama's doing. Sheriffs out there that are constitutional sheriffs, step up to the plate. Governors that are constitutional governors, step up to the plate and say, no, not here.
This means to those that don't understand what the sheriffs are saying, that they are loyal to your cause, America.
That's right.
And what you're hearing is that they are under attack by an administration that is attempting to overthrow the Constitution.
That's right.
Just want to put some clarity there.
That's right. In a clear perspective, we talked about yesterday, the movie, this man was shaped in anti-American ideals. If it's not plain enough to see what he's doing, you should see how this guy was trained and raised from a little baby up to college. Obama is here to destroy you and destroy America.
That's what he is.
And he's not going to do it when you have sheriffs and governors that are standing up for liberty.
That's right.
And when folks like you are vigilant and stay vigilant.
Yeah.
Also, too, we've talked a lot about the topic of older men molesting little boys. It comes up quite a bit. And what's happening now is people are starting to take it into their own heads because their own hands because the justice system is not dealing with it. A mom actually found a coach who was molesting her son.
Mm-hmm.
She saw the coach walking down the street after her son came and said, "You know what, Mom? It's not just me; it's been others." She took a bat out of her trunk and beat the snot out of this guy, and he's still in the hospital.
Good.
This is what's going to happen when the judicial system drops off justice. People are going to take it into their own hands. We don't need to do that in America.
The question I put to the American people is, why are you tolerating those
exactly.
people that are to enforce the laws against these crimes
mm-hmm.
that are not? They're using the Department of Justice, injustice
right.
in America, to combat the laws, friends.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand that. By the way, you don't have to go to, you can go to almost any news resource,
yep.
secular, non-secular, Christian, whatever the case might be. You're seeing these stories being posted on a daily basis, and I'll tell you why. Because, again, through the inaction of the American people to tolerate these crimes, because this administration is not going to enforce the laws against these criminals, because for the most part, these are the kind of people that you have that are the incumbent folks, that are in power right now, and they need to be lawfully removed.
That's right.
That's just the bottom line. I went online today.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I seen, a coach in the state of Minnesota, the Blue Earth area, busted for child pornography. Another Sandusky.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking into him now. And what we need to do is we need to let them prod and prod and prod and pull out everybody that's a part of this. But I got a question. How come the laws, because this new administration and the democratic lawless left is really what they are saying that it's free speech.
Yeah.
You know, and then when crimes are committed against kids, what's going on?
We don't understand.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Folks, to submit yourself to someone in power like that is dangerous. Not only to you, but dangerous to your kids. But anyways, we'll come back. I want to talk about the tea party that we did yesterday in California. I thought it was cool.
Yes.
It was packed. But let's get to the word diplomacy, because it really kind of irritated me. Is there something wrong with me?
No.
Folks, you get Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BradleyDeanPost.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Jake broadcasting live out of California. It's a little cloudy. It's a little overcast here.
Overcast. Doesn't happen very often.
But I can still see that turquoise green blue water.
That's beautiful.
You see those kids over there trying
to.
I hope people don't think we're kidding because we really are not. It's been a dreadful week.
It has.
The hardest thing is really to be away from the fam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, because you want them here with you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we've been busy 24/7.
And that's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
We take the radio with us.
The worst part of this trip is the fact that you have to be here with me.
You do get some breaks from me.
I don't understand why you're smiling right now, Jake.
I know your humor. It's awesome. I love it.
Now, listen, folks. Yesterday we did the Tri-Party.
Tri-City.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tri-City Tea Party. And what city was that?
Oceanside, California.
Okay, now, this is a typical day, okay,
right by
guys?
Camp Pendleton.
Okay, this is a typical day. Okay, today we're doing a tea party, doing two interviews in California and one on the East Coast.
That's right.
One so we'll be over in New Jersey in California.
We'll post those on Facebook so you all can listen to them today.
The tea party's tonight. So since we've been here, we did a tea party on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, interviews in between. One museum thus far. Hopefully you can hit another one before because it's the last day here. Yeah. And just trying to get as much history. Saturday we went street preaching. Sunday we went to President Reagan's library. And then we went to Simi Valley, where the library was. And then we went over to Little House on the Prairie, the setting, which nobody cared about. But we cared about it.
Actually, nobody. You're right. Facebook people liked it, though.
They totally did.
Yeah.
And isn't that
the great picture of Brad right where the old house used to be?
Their secret Little House on the Prairie admirers.
That's right.
Really what they did is they blew their cover. They came out of the closet. And I'm glad because most people say, I don't watch Little House on the Prairie, but
Who watches that?
Everybody does.
That's right.
And you know that
knows it.
You really do.
Black, white, Hispanic, everybody.
What was your assessment of yesterday's Tri-City Tea Party?
Well, when we got there, you know, we've been to a number of different tea parties throughout the country. And I think the intention of what the Tea Party is doing is fantastic because what they're trying to do is get real officials elected. But the problem is after time, give it a little organization, people start to become mainstream. And those candidates that are seeking endorsements from the Republican Party naturally go to the Tea Party because it's got the most muscle in the party. So they come in, they politicize it. They turn diplomatic. They turn nice. They start to dull the Tea Party edge.
Example. This is my credential, and this is my credential. And
I'm a doctorate.
Here's my other credential. And
I'm on the radio.
Here's my other credential. Okay.
I'm friends with Dick Cheney.
That's great. That's great that you have credentials, but what's the fruit of your walk? I don't care about your credentials. This is where people get messed up.
That's right.
You know, I mean, for example, you go to the church, they want your credentials, right? Okay. But where was Peter, Paul, James, John, Andrew, Peter, Judas? Oh, there was two of them, by the way. Andrew. I already said Andrew. Philip. Well, I mean, when we go down the line of the apostles, I'm trying to figure out Paul's.
Mm-hmm.
Where was their credentials, Jake? Wasn't it their testimony? Wasn't it David that said, I know more than the ancients because I keep the testimonies of the Lord?
That's right.
So they knew what they were talking about because they walked it out. Mm-hmm. Great is the understanding of those that keep the commandments of the Lord. Those that lack understanding, if you want understanding, obey the gospel, and you'll understand because the Spirit of God will teach you. Mm-hmm. Right? But what do? We go to these tea parties. And by the way, they're well-intended people due to the fact, they're looking for answers.
Yeah.
You know, the sad part is that you're talking to people that are 60, 70, 80 years old, and at length, folks, like it or not, these are the people, not all, that are responsible for dropping the ball on the generation and the issues that we have to deal with today. And what they're looking for is another guy that's going to offer up with a bunch of lip service as to what he promises to do, and 9 times out of 10, he's not going to do it when he gets there.
Yeah.
And I said, I told Jake, I said, is this me? Am I just an ornery cuss here, dude, or what? But every time I come to these things, I just get offended because you hear all these guys that get up there and promise them the world, and then they get into office, and then they fail the people that they promised that they would, you know, serve. There was one individual, though, I thought it was important because this is a positive rather than a negative. He just basically got up there and said, I'm not an eloquent speaker, but I am a good worker, and I will work hard. And he promised to work hard because that's what he's been doing his whole life, is to work hard. But he didn't make any promises that he didn't feel that he couldn't fulfill.
Yeah.
And I said, there's the guy that the people need to vote in right there, because he doesn't think nothing of
that's
himself.
Right.
It reminds me of, if you've seen the movie Gladiator, where the head of the army came to Caesar, and Caesar said, you must rule my people. And Gladiator said, with all my heart, no. There's something to that. Folks, let me say it this way, because I'm trying to get people to understand what I'm saying here. A diplomacy is seduction in another guise. When people offer you lip service, watch out. When people can tell you the hard truth, them are the people that you can trust. Not the ones that want to sit there and tell you what you want to hear, the ones that tell you what you don't want to hear. Let me tell you a little bit to add on to that story. Folks, we have an economic problem, which everybody in the country is talking about the economy. You have an economic problem because you have a moral problem with your government. They don't know how to tell the truth. They lie, they steal, they cheat, they covet. That's the problem. Hit the issues with morality. First, get back to your God, deal with the issues of morality, and then your economy is going to get better because God said. It's that simple. But my point is, diplomacy is seduction in another guise. And time again, when you look at the Word of God, it's all over the place. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. But people like to listen to the spoiling, the tongue that spoils the soul, that itches the ears or tickles the ears. We don't want that. And to say all that, to say this, men follow courage, friends. They don't follow titles. People are sick and tired of titles. People are sick and tired of these credentials. What have the colleges brought forth to this country, folks? What, a bunch of thieves? Liars?
Same thing political parties have brought.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the government. And when I go to these tea parties, my objective is to go there leaving people with their feet back on the ground. We need to get back to who we are, not what men want us to be. I shared with some of these people yesterday. I was talking to a judge. I said, so how many constitutions do we have? These are things, these simple questions are things these people don't think about.
Yeah.
I told one lady, I said, so what, when the Democrats are in power, they have the right to go ahead and break the law? And then when the Republicans are in power, then they have the right to break the law? Folks, you have one constitution, and both parties are to be ruled by the Constitution. That's it. End of story. Because that's what they swear to uphold. And if they're not willing to uphold it with their actions, then get rid of them, 1 John 3:18. And that's exactly what I observed yesterday. I just cannot stand it. Or when people try to get people hyped up, we're brave, we're strong. A lady was doing that yesterday. We're brave, we're strong, we're not going to take it. And I'm sitting there listening. I look over at Jake. I said, Jake, She's talking to a bunch of people that are 60, 70, and 80 years old that don't get it. And I, before I got up and spoke, I just said, I don't know how I'm going to break into this situation here. But I did. I just basically told them, folks, I need to turn your attention to something that you're not paying attention to, and that's the younger generation. And then I told them about Hitler using church kids to win the country. By the way, Hitler, before he came into power, he was laughed at, friends. Less than 3% of the population in Germany, which was 80 million at the time, approved of Hitler. And then government thought they can control him. He gets into power, he kills them off.
Yep.
So much for anybody laughing at Hitler, right?
Yeah.
How many people are dead because of Hitler? And he never pulled the trigger because the people fell for the man. And then you have Mao Zedong, who did the same thing. He went to the young.
Yep.
And look at Obama's doing the exact same thing. Everybody can laugh at Obama, just like I shared yesterday. A Tri-City Tea Party in California here. You go ahead and laugh at Obama all you want, but he's got enough common sense when he's doing his campaign tour, his financial campaign, raising money for his new campaign, Forward, which is a Russian slogan, a communist slogan, friends. You know what he's doing? He's going to the colleges. You know, you got the conservatives and the patriots and the Christians of the day trying to get their head out of it. They're still got their head stuck in the sand trying to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, when I told them I do high school assemblies all over the country, they started to clap.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. But I don't need your lip service neither. I need your action. Let's do what needs to get done.
That's right.
But I had to share with them yesterday, folks, they need to wake up. They need to turn back to the younger generation because that generation is going to curse them. You have something called Obamacare that basically chooses, the government chooses as to who lives and who dies.
Yep.
What's going on there, friends? Are you reaping what you're sowing? I say this to the older generation that have just merely turned their back on the next generation. Well, it's catching up to you. Mm-hmm. Social Security, what's happening with that? Medicare, what's happening with that? It's catching up, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's because you didn't sow into the next generation. Now, my point is this. Obama in 2008 captured the demographic, the age group, from 18 to 31, folks. 18 to 31, and he's still doing it. And you have the conservatives trying to figure out what they need to do. Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to wake up, and you need to get rid of the old leaving, friends, because they're sickening, they're lethargic, and they're liars for the most part. And if we can't judge them by the fruit and see the fruit in the basket, then we need to take the basket and dump it out, and that's exactly what I want to do.
That's right.
So,
and I think it's important to distinguish, too. There's a difference between those that seek to use the Tea Party. The Tea Party is you. One thing that I want to see, and we need to see in the Tea Party if it's going to last, is Christianity. That seed has to be there because
they'll mention God. Yeah, they'll say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Like,
let's talk about it more when we come back. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, check us out on Facebook. We're posting videos, pictures, and the such. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I like that music. Don't you? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. You were saying.
Yeah, well, going back to the distinguishing factors here between the Tea Party and those that are seeking to use the Tea Party, because a lot of these folks that Bradley's referring to are people that really aren't true Tea Partiers. There was a whole handful of folks that were at this event that were fantastic. You all came up, you talked to us afterwards. Some of you showed us your scars. I met a city councilman who's been keeping God in the city council there at Oceanside, and all the wars and struggles that he's going to and how he's training up his son. He's doing the same thing in public schools. Also, some of the folks, too, that I see that have eyes to see and would invite Bradley to come talk and to address this dynamic. And you're going to hear him on the Conservative Commando this afternoon. The same reason, they understand that we have to reach the next generation. They understand Bradley's doing that, and that's why they're inviting.
What was your observation? Because, it's, folks, this is what it's like. And I don't care if there's 1,300 kids in a program, or if I'm in a high school, or if I'm at a college, or if I'm in a tea party. I praise God for this. It's an anointing. There was 200 people there. How many people there?
Yeah, I would say roughly.
Okay.
There were 100 to 200.
It was really cool the way they had it set up, and it was like paradise.
Yeah, it was like
kind of
aloha.
Different. Yeah, you were like looking for the Hawaiian dancers.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's the response is always the same. You start to talk, they listen. You can drop a pen, and it doesn't matter. Most people got 2 minutes. They gave me 10 minutes, which was awesome. And when we started to talk, all these people were looking. I told them what I did. They started to clap, which is great. I'm not looking for accolades or merit. But the point is I was giving them a message that they don't hear. And really, when you go back to the foundations, they want to know. They want to know where they're supposed to put their feet. And that's what we do, is we show them where to put their feet back on the ground. But what was your observation, Jake? Because I had a Hispanic lady come up to me, and she said, it was like a knife going through my heart, she said. Mm-hmm. That was one response. Mm-hmm. Another said, I'm so glad that she let you go on for 10 minutes. I thought she was going to stop it. And she said, someone finally got her attention. Well, Smith Wigglesworth rightly said that if you want to do something for God, you got to first get in the face of the people. You got to get their attention. And listen, it's not hard to get people's attention when you're 6'5". Your hair's down to your butt, and you got tattoos all over your body. But what's interesting is bridging the gap between the older and the younger generation. Because what I'm doing is I'm representing the younger generation to the older generation.
Yep.
I'm causing the younger generation to understand the older, and the older to understand the younger generation. Yep. And by the way, that's exactly what John the Baptist did. I'm honored to do it.
And that preceded the movement of Christ that came through. But my observation was, as I was watching, again, you know, a lot of these tea parties, I've been to a number of them. I understand you have to get through the boring mundane of vetting candidates. So there was a lot of that. But that's the purpose. We need to make sure we know who we're voting in and electing. There was tables out there for these elected officials or seeking the election officials so that they could explain their story and their cause. But I'll tell you what, when you got up there to start speaking, it was a 10-minute piece. It was shorter than the one the other night. But the anointing was there immediately. When Bradley pointed the finger, because that's what it takes, folks, we have to identify what we're doing wrong first. That's what Christ did. Law to Christ, Christ back to the law. When we started talking about the youth, instantly they were perked up, and it was silent through the whole thing. I was walking through the crowd taking pictures, and nobody even noticed that I existed. And then when the anointing truly came, as Bradley brought this, and it's no secret, but many people are shielded from this truth, is that the youth are not being taught the price. They're not being taught any redemptive principles.
That's key.
And because they're not, guess what? They treat their freedom like it didn't cost anything.
Because once they understand the price was paid by them and their family,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to let people destroy or desecrate what their family members died, bled to give them.
That's right.
Through the ratification of the Constitution.
That's right.
That's the essence of freedom, friends.
It totally is.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between me growing up, and I grew up Catholic. It was a traditional church, but you get the same in Lutheran, Methodist. It doesn't matter. I went to church because I had to, and that was the club that my family is a part of. But once I understood redemption and the principles of redemption, it doesn't matter what denomination you are. You understand that, you take ownership, and you start to get active.
So it went from, because I'm sitting in the back when I first get there, right? And I'm glad I got up there right away.
Yeah.
But we're brave. We're not going to take this anymore, to, man, that was really stupid, lady. Let's get to the heart of the issue here. Because once you teach them what the price was, they're not going to tolerate corruption the government.
And people, you don't have to give them pep talks anymore, right?
People are tired of that. People are turning a deaf ear to this kind of talk. I'm sick of it. I'm offended at it because I see what it's brought us. Absolutely nothing. What I do see is these people capitalizing off the ignorance of the American people through their hype.
Yep.
I'm tired of it.
Yep.
No, we need people that tell the truth, folks. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to change our country is truth.
And you see those type of charlatans in the church. You see them in government. Yeah. You see them in tea parties.
Well, they do it because they want to stay out there. They want to stay public. They want to politicize. They want to show everybody what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't use you for your abilities, friends. He uses you for your availabilities.
Well, that's the difference, I think, too, between when you were speaking and when maybe some of the others were speaking. And not everybody. Again, this isn't a generalized statement. We're not putting everybody in one category.
I'll walk into a room, the first thing I'll do is find out what's wrong with it. I'll discern what's wrong so we can write it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
And so then when you bring in the Spirit of Christ, back to the point of what was the difference, when you bring in the Spirit of Christ, you bring in something that's foreign to a lot of folks, but it brings the answer. It brings the resolve.
Well, when you go into a dark room, what's the first thing you do?
Got to get the light on.
That's right. Well, so what you have to do is, by walking into a dark room, a dark setting, the Holy Ghost comes in there to turn the light on.
That's right.
Who is the light of man? His name is Jesus Christ. Who is the truth? His name is Jesus Christ, John 14:6.
And, you know, even in setting a lot of these up, because I coordinated all these tea parties, a lot of these folks are Christians.
Do you know how foreign this is? People that listen to this radio station day after day after day after day, they're just like, wait a second, this guy's got my attention. I don't know why he's got my attention, but he's got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? It's the testimony of the Lord in my life. I just posted something on Facebook, and I said, listen, if you want to see what God will do through a fatherless kid, go ahead and check my life out.
Mm-hmm.
I posted a bunch of personal stuff on my Facebook. If he can use me, he most definitely can use you, because you're probably more qualified than I am to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the anointing, and with God on my side, I am in the majority, and that's what I trust.
Yep.
So, amen.
You know, one of the things, too, well, I want to make a statement about Christ, because your life story is important. Folks, we have a graphic novel of this put together, and it is a life-changing graphic novel. I had a woman the other day at this tea party get it and said, my grandson sits and reads comic books all the time.
Yep.
She said, finally, a good comic book, something I want to give to my son. It walks through Bradley's life story, his life-changing experience with Christ, and now what he's doing, and includes the Constitution. It includes the Bill of Rights in comic book form to reach this generation. But one of the things that I'm in, that was a side note. That's available at our website.
Did you know that the Chinese used to use comic books as their propaganda tool to win the kids?
That's right.
Yeah. Use a little common sense, friends.
And you see it happening today through communism. I mean, that's what's coming through a lot of the comic books, or the GLBT hijacks it. But to the point of what Christ is.
And 312 million stand around trying to figure out what just happened to the 1.7%.
What's happening? Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I coordinated a lot of these tea parties that were, actually all of them, that we're speaking at, and a lot of the leaders are Christians, and they say they have a lot of Christian people in their audience. And I encourage all of you that are listening now, you're a part of a tea party, you're maybe a coordinator, maybe you're the head of a tea party, or you're a head of a group, do not put your faith under the table. Make it relevant. People are turned off by false Christianity.
Yep.
And that's what people are afraid of. Well, you know, if you talk too much about God, but if you bring the Spirit of God, people... It's electrifying. They ignite, and that's the only thing that will change the course of this nation. Otherwise, it's all this labor is in vain.
Yeah. No, that's great. I mean, I was just picturing some of the professed Christians there at the table, and all of a sudden they started talking about the things of the Lord. All of a sudden, all the people in the room start clapping.
Yep.
You know, and I'm thinking to myself, how many of them people are sitting at the table with those friends that didn't even know that they were Christians?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Or professed.
And that's why.
Because that's what it is. I mean, I guess we're supposed to take our candle and put it under a bed now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're supposed to put it out there.
You know, and one of them that we did, they started with the Pledge of Allegiance and no prayer. And I thought, are you nuts? We don't have a flag. We don't have a republic. We don't have one nation under God without the prayer. Get the roles straight, and God promises to deliver up the inheritance of the land, even if you're a minority.
Yeah, the Bible says the Spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Mm-hmm. Get rid of your excuses and appeal to the Spirit.
That's right.
Because He will answer in power.
Amen.
Amen. So I'll give you the last word before I kick into this. I want to talk about the foundations for a quick minute. Next week, what I want to do is talk about what happened in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. New historians began to rewrite history through the textbooks, where money became the focus of the study rather than who we are. That's right. This happened in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. But what I want to do, Jake, is after this break, is I want to come back and talk about our foundations, the long standing of our Constitution, our writings, where were they derived from, and then I want to talk about our foundations and where they were derived from, and that'll take me about 10 minutes. So.
Well, and it's important to understand.
That'll be the next segment.
If you don't know where you're going, or if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going, and a lot of this stuff is eye-opening. My thought is, though, back in the 20s and 30s, and they're rewriting everything and gearing it towards economy. Was that Mitt Romney's great grandfather that was a textbook writer?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Maybe it was. Well, that was just a thought.
Yeah.
Bad thought, maybe, I guess.
Maybe they weren't making as much revenue as they wanted to, so they had to get rid of God somehow. And
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But I do know that if people tolerate it, that's what will happen. And when people don't tolerate it, it ain't going to happen.
That's where we're at.
And it doesn't happen in our communities either. Folks, go to our Sons of Liberty Facebook page. Follow us, all the stuff that we've been up to. We're also on the radio today. Bradley's going to be interviewed by Jake.
We're on the radio, Jake?
We're on the radio now, yeah. Good point, huh? I got to stop saying stupid things.
That's true.
So if you tune in, and I just Facebooked it too on Sons of Liberty Facebook, Bradley's going to be interviewed by a major show here in the state of California. It's called The Bottom Line Show. It's on KBRT on 740. And it's also on another station, which is KCBC, which is down here in the L.A. area, and then KBRT is up in the San Francisco area.
Awesome.
So the whole state today is going to be listening. And the time is 3:30 Pacific time, 3:24, excuse me, Pacific time, to 3:45, I believe. You can also listen to it online at KBRT740.com, but it's all posted on our Facebook. Listen to
And it's a different setting because there I can be aggressive there. I can be aggressive here if I want to be.
Yeah.
But it's different because people are talking about what I do in my elements.
That's right.
And once you start talking about what you do in your element, I'll tell you what, it comes off a lot different than what it does when you're hosting your own radio program.
Well, just like you said at the Tea Party last night, you've got to be aggressive because the likes of Mao, the likes of Adolf Hitler, and now currently Obama, they're aggressively pursuing our youth.
Fair.
And we see the end is destruction through communist means, through socialist means, through anti-God means is really what it is. We've got to be equally aggressive to address this fight.
And how does that work? You just smack their face, you pull their hair, and then you cry victim. Oh, speaking of which, did you see the lesbian on CNN who was busted for another hate crime attack against herself, friends? Wow. We're going to come back, talk about the foundations real quick. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, right before the break, we were talking about how CNN just reported on a lesbian who reported hate crime attack staged incident against herself.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. Folks, this is happening almost daily now.
Yeah.
They're so subverted. They're so subverted and condemned of self, mm-hmm, that they try to create crimes against people that are not subverted and condemned of self.
Right.
They're so angry with themselves.
Yep.
Wow.
That's
an angry elf.
They just don't figure out.
I'm sorry, angry elfess.
Elfess?
Yes.
Elfess. But
yes,
her name is Charlie. Strange.
Yeah.
It's something, though, that they don't figure out, that when you call a hate crime, it becomes a federal crime and the FBI gets involved. And so then they investigate. And at the other end of the investigation is, wait a second, the evidence isn't lining up here.
Remember Floyd Elliott in Missouri?
Oh, Floyd!
He put fag on his forehead backwards, friends, and the cops, he confessed. By the way, this one's confessing now, too.
Yeah.
So, but this is after they got the homosexual, the LGBTers, mm-hmm, up in arms about.
That's right. They did a candlelight visual, raised $1,800 to her benefit.
Yeah, and they gave that money to him.
Yeah.
I really don't know if it's a boy or girl.
Transvestite.
Yes. Folks, let's get to this. Jake was just talking about right before the break, Woodrow Wilson, when he said a nation which does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. He said, we are trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we have come from or what we have been about. Well, we need to understand what we've been about and where we came from. The French Revolution, it does say the France Revolution. French Revolution, French Limber. Say that really quick. Say it four times really quick.
What part?
France Revolution. Say it.
France Revolution. France Revolution. France Revolution. France Revolution.
Here's another one. I got caught up on this one day. But just say this real quick. 10 times, okay?
Okay.
God bless Glenn Beck.
I can't do that.
Just try it.
God bless Glenn Beck. God bless Glenn Beck. God bless Glenn Beck. Bless, 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 bless. Black, 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 bless the black. Black, 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 the black, black.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's like saying, it's like saying, Bradley, now I feel a little bit better about this now. Thank you for normalizing me, Jake.
God bless Glenn Black.
France Revolution, over 10 years after American Revolution, are into their 15th Constitution. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said? He said the difference between European government and American government is between the difference between heaven and hell. Wow. The Brazilian Constitution is in its 7th constitution since 1828. Why? Because who's the founder of what they are establishing? They don't acknowledge him. So they're in their 7th constitution. Poland, their 6th constitution since 1921. Afghanistan, their 5th constitution since 1923. Russia's 4th constitution since 1918. And America has the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind in the modern world.
That's right. Its inception, we've been around for over 200 years under the same document. And so if you look at any other country present day, any present day country and their government, none of them have lasted as long as America's has.
Okay, 00, hang on a second, 193. I just want to make sure I'm exact. Yep, 236 years. We have 236 years under our belt, friends, of the establishing of the Constitution of the United States. 15,000 writings analyzed. These are the sources from the founding era. 15,000 writings analyzed. 3,154 quotations and sources. The Bible is to be found most quoted by our founders, John Locke. 34% of documented quotes were all from the, guess what, friends? The Bible. The Constitution and the Bible. George Washington and Alexander Hamilton. Separation of powers came from Jeremiah 17:9. This is where they derived our Constitution from, friends. Separation of powers, Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. Notice how everybody's in agreement with these laws, too.
Yeah.
President must be natural-born citizen. Deuteronomy 17:15. Well, what is everybody complaining about today?
He's not from here. He's not ruling like an American.
Yes. Witness and capital punishment. Deuteronomy 17:6. Well, I just don't think we should do that. I think if someone kills somebody, man, we should just give them, you know, a really nice prison cell, give them, you know, whatever they want, 3 squares a day, and take care of them medically better than most people on the outskirts.
Great point to that. Nobody agrees that that's what we should do, but that's what we're doing.
What's that?
Nobody agrees that we should give criminals a nice place to... Well, I'm not saying that they shouldn't have a place to sleep that's humane, but we're...
Well, it depends on what kind
squares.
Of a criminal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because in the Bible, friends, you don't see anything. There's a ward, but you don't see anything about prisons in there until the times of Jesus. In the Old Testament, God didn't establish prison. Mm-hmm. He said, no, you deal with crime.
That's right.
You don't tolerate crime, whatever sort it may be. And that doesn't mean it was executing justice to the full extent of all, at all times. No, God rejoiceth against judgment. Mercy rejoiceth against judgment. But what sort of crime was committed? Let's keep that in mind.
No.
When someone takes another person's life, this girl just a couple days ago, she was shot in the neck and in her head. She visited her. She's a basketball player. And she was just visiting her old apartment building. They don't know who shot her or why they... Why someone would shoot her? Just a senseless murder. Now, do you think that person should be felt? Should we show compassion for the criminal that took an innocent victim out?
We should kill him.
That's right.
They took somebody else's life.
But I just don't agree with that. I know. How is that? I just don't agree with it working out for you. How many times are these when they're released? How many times do they? How many repeat offenders do we have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but we need to show them compassion again and again and again. How many people does he need to kill before you finally understand what God meant?
Yeah, let him move in with your family.
That's right. And then that's when it hits home. Mm-hmm. That's right. A law unto itself. But go ahead.
You know, those laws, as you look, the Bible preaches redemptive law. It's all about redemption. It's working towards redemption. In the instance of stealing, destroying property.
And that's up to the individual to respond to what God said.
Yep.
That's not for me to respond to until you disregard the things of God.
And in a society right now, you look at stealing, you look at destroying a property, destruction of property, those are minor offenses in our jail systems, but they were preached redemptively. If you stole, you restored. If you couldn't restore, you were sold into slavery until you worked off your debt. If you destroyed somebody's property, the same thing. But all these issues with rape, men stealing, in other words, kidnapping, and murder.
Yeah. 1 Timothy 1:9, yeah.
Death was the penalty for it.
That's right.
Listen, if you don't want to die, don't steal
here,
somebody.
Let me show people my point here. If I'm in California, where I'm at right now, if I walk on the sidewalk, mm-hmm. the cops are totally fine with me.
Yep.
If I step my foot on the street unlawfully, mm-hmm. all of a sudden I became the cop's problem. Because he's going to deal with me because I disregarded the rules of right and wrong
right.
according to the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Common sense. What happens if I tell the cop to go take a hike?
Force comes into play.
He's going to put me on a hike, isn't
right.
he?
He'll send me on a hike.
That's right. So that's what we have to come back to.
Then.
Okay, so witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6, out of the mouth of two or three, by the way. European law is now trying to establish through one mm-hmm. witness. Be careful of that, friends. That's very dangerous. By the way, talking about these hate crimes, what are they doing? There's no witnesses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Self-inflicted hate crimes.
And then candlelight vigils.
Yes.
Puff the PR.
Oh, because the LGBT, man, they're just going to believe anything that they're told.
They will.
You know, us poor victims.
Same. But they won't decry Sandusky or anybody else.
None of that. That's kind of strange,
and,
isn't
and
it?
And if they get, well, then, you know, if they become criminals like that or like this woman who gets busted, well, you know, she needs to be helped. She's emotionally
yeah.
unstable.
Did you read it?
Not the whole thing.
Well, that's exactly what they were saying.
Jeez.
Oh, we need not leave her out
this
now. We need to
woman.
Help her.
Yes.
Yes. Help her what? Figure out that she's a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you just tell her the truth?
Mm-hmm.
She's not a man. She's a woman. Okay? She wants to tell everybody she's a man.
Yeah.
She, in other words, I'm violating who I am that God created me, and I want you just to accept. And if you don't accept what I'm telling you, mm-hmm. then you hate me.
That's right.
That's baloney. Let me go on. Three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22. What are they, Jake? Judicial, executive, and legislative. Okay? That was Bradley that said that.
That's awesome.
Tax exemption for churches, Ezra 7:24. Churches are non-taxable, might I remind you. But where did that come from? Ezra 7:24. Okay, let me go on. Republicanism came from Exodus 18:21. Oh, that's a hard one to swallow, man.
It just all comes out of that Bible again, you know?
Yeah, we just all blew into existence, man. You know, no one's going to tell me what to do. You know, I just do what I want to do. I do what's right in my own eyes, man.
As long as I don't hurt anybody.
Yeah, yeah, as long as I don't hurt anybody. That's all I ever think about is hurting everybody, because that's really what I'm trying to do is taking my immorality and trying to throw it on everybody, man, you know. I just don't want you to believe in God. I want you to do what I do. And I do whatever I want to do, which is the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. I bet you probably didn't know that.
But I don't believe in God.
Well, I don't believe in him either.
Yeah,
yeah. I know the Bible says devils believe and tremble. So they have a little more common sense than these ignoramuses, right?
Yeah, they're below the devils.
Oh, my goodness. So John Adams, the second president, said the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were and are the general principles of Christianity. Now I will avow that. What was that?
I was just saying.
You sound like the guy from It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Hey, say,
bucks.
Brainless.
Wish I had a million bucks. Hot
yeah.
dog.
Yeah.
I was saying hot dog because of how shocking this probably is to some people.
What's that?
All the truth that's coming out.
I don't think it should be shocking.
It shouldn't be. You're right, because it should be taught in our public schools. Families should be talking about it. And that's all you should hear on radio, not capitulation to the left and the anti-God principles.
Yeah.
But you don't hear that on Sons of Liberty, so maybe it isn't shocking.
I know how we can bring about resolve. Deeds, not words. Actions. Not talk.
That's right.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours from California. See ya.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.